Let's get right to today's jobs report, which was a big one. The U.S. economy added 321,000 jobs last month. That's the strongest number we've seen this year.
And this morning, President Obama said the pace of jobs added this year is something not seen since the 1990s.
The United States continues to outpace most of the world. Over the last 4 years, we've put more people back to work than Europe, Japan, and all other industrialized advanced countries combined. And we're going to keep at it until every single American who is willing and able to work can find not just any job, but a job that pays a decent wage and allows them to support their families.
The report also adjusted the numbers from September and October, adding an extra 44,000 jobs that weren't counted before. NPR's business correspondent Yuki Noguchi is here with more. Hi, Yuki.
Thank you.
So the numbers pretty much blew past what we were expecting by nearly 100,000 jobs. What do you think made this report so strong?
Well, we had been getting into the habit of seeing about 200,000 jobs for many months, as you know. You know, that's fairly solid job growth, enough to reduce the jobless rate over time, but nothing quite this big. And some market watchers wonder whether this finally means hiring is sort of stepping up to another level. Job growth during the previous 2 months, as you mentioned, was also revised up from previously reported numbers. And the reason it's doing this, economists believe, is because economic growth accelerated in the middle of this year. And, you know, that greater demand means a need for a bigger workforce. Another good thing about this report is that hiring occurred across all industries, especially in the higher paying ones, like professional and business services, healthcare, manufacturing, and construction.
But just a year ago, if you look at the unemployment number, it was 7%. This time around in November, it didn't budge. It's still right there at 5.8%. Do you know why?
Well, you know, there is some level of job growth necessary to just absorb a growing population. And also, you know, the labor force is something that's very fluid. People come in and out of the labor force. They stop looking because they're discouraged. So this could mean that some of those people that have been on the sidelines have come back in. So that would actually sort of keep the unemployment rate down. But, you know, remaining at 5.8%, you know, as you say it's improved a lot since this time a year ago.
Well, let's talk about something that always comes up every time there's a jobs report out lately, wage growth. It has not been good, barely keeping up with inflation. And that's been a huge sticking point for economists who say, look, the economy isn't doing as well as maybe these jobs reports say it is. This time around, it looks like there's a little bit of improvement, earnings up 9 cents an hour. What do you know about what's happening there?
Well, you know, again, to President Obama's point, I mean, one of the focuses of is you know, good paying jobs. And what you saw in this report, which you haven't seen in previous reports, is that average hourly earnings increasing by a larger number than what you have seen in the last, you know, couple of years, really. So I think it's still early to tell whether this trend will stick, right? It's just 1 month's data. But economists have been concerned about this downward pressure on wages because in a normal market where jobs are, you know, where hiring is increasing, you would want to see those wages also increasing.
And some wages in some sectors may be increasing faster than others. Clearly, this is good news for economists who are looking at this, but put it into a little bit of context, if you could, because there's got to be some skepticism or something that people will be wary or watching closely as we move into the new year.
Yeah. So, again, you know, whether or not this trend will continue into the next year, I mean, that's a big question. Economic growth is expected to slow from, you know, what we've seen in recent quarters here in the U.S. And other economies that are closely tied to ours are also slowing. So Japan, notably, and Europe. Still, you know, a recent survey of U.S. CEOs showed that most plan to boost hiring in the next 6 months. And also, you've seen, probably noticed, that the prices at the pump have gotten a whole lot cheaper in recent months. Oil prices have taken a steep dive in recent months, and that's giving U.S. consumers more money to spend. The size of that gain is actually giving U.S. consumers a boost, and frankly, maybe even bigger than the wage increase we talked about.
NPR business correspondent Yuki Noguchi, thanks for the update.
Thank you.